Thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh.
on, cats, let's ramble.
Back in the States.
Well, that just about wraps it up.
Thanks for having us in your homes, folks.
You wish. Oh, this is the Hound. We're back. Oh, nice sunny day. And
Excuse me.
Il Bruch.
Dig the echo. It sounds like it's in the rinse cycle.
Well, there's not a whole lot I can do about it short of a can of oil.
No, I just wanted you to enjoy it.
I'm grooving on it.
Cool. Yes, yes, hi, it's me.
Anyway, we got the radio family here, Lucky, Sparky, and Bunny. Unfortunately, Sparky went down to the parking lot where the bad kids hang out, including some of the upper echelon of WFMU.
That's your first warning.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what are we going to do today? Let's see, we got a hillbilly snuff hangover, eh?
Uh-huh.
I think a vom set, a blues hangover, the feedback soul caboose has to wait till next week because I forgot the best record.
Yeah, you forgot the shank record.
The caffeine and nicotine set.
Mm-hmm.
And lots of trashy old rock and roll 45s. We got Little Richard with a video camera pointing right at us.
Yeah.
And
it's all true, folks.
We promise nothing on the WFMU legal situation. We won't bore you unless it's an emergency, so maybe next week an update on that.
Unless they actually show up the padlock today.
Yeah. All right, let's just start right off, kick it off with Kyrie. The song the Trashmen named themselves after. Think of that.
An awesome responsibility.
Hey, Mr. Trashman.
Only here.
How much will you take to haul this whole mess away?
Mama can't got such a load. Mama tell me that it's all gotta go. Trash man, how much you take? How much you take to hold it home? Such a load. My mama tell me that it's all gotta go. Trash man, how much you want? How much you take?
Now dig this.
I got a date, it's Friday night. I parked the car, turned off the light. But just when I gave my baby a squeeze.
See your driver's license, please.
Parked the car on a no-through street. We're all alone now, no more heat. I just went up, things were going fine.
Can't you see that no parking sign?
They came along with a doggone heat. Everywhere I go, it seems we meet. He's got me so I don't know where to go. Hold on, baby, I think I know. Park the car, turn off the key. We're all alone now, you and me. Honey, we're safe, look at all the trees.
May I see your driver's license, please?
This is one place, baby, have no fear.
Just want to tell you that I'm going off duty now.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump. like it that way, we'll jump all night. Now jump, baby, jump. Jump, baby, jump.
This is a hit.
Uncle John don't know he better stay in that alley. Ain't Mary done seen it with a long tall sight. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, you better run. Ain't Mary done got that gun. And Mary got the gun, and that's exactly what you need. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, you better run. Hey, Mary John got that gun. Shoot you way over yonder. You better run, run, run. You better run, Uncle John. You better run. You better run, you better run. Ain't Mary John got that gun. Even follow you to, you better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, Uncle John, you better run. You better run, you better run. And Mary John got that gun.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
W-I-S-E. Come on, everybody, and twist with me. Come on, everybody, let's twist. Shake your head from side to side. Or mix with the rhythm of the drums, take a ride. Come on, everybody, let's twist, let's twist. Come on, everybody, let's twist, let's twist. Come on, everybody, let's twist, let's twist. Let's use this, and it goes like this.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. And that was Link Ray and his Raymen remembering the twist.
Twiss. Isn't that
the,
how we pronounce
the Twiss. It? Yeah, I can't run backwards. Jerry McCain and his upstarts run Uncle John. Harry Carter, Jump Baby Jump. Roy Tanyer, Driver's License Please. And Kai Rai with Trashman Blues. I'm going to try to write Kai Rai's story for the next issue with Kix.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah, there is a story there.
In other words, you're going to try and make up Kai Rai's story?
Yeah, no, I think Billy Miller said he might be able to come up with Kai Rai's actual phone number.
If not the correct
pronunciation.
What
a funny world we live in, yeah.
You got a title for that yet, huh? No? Kai Rai, I don't know, it's kind of...
No.
Poetic.
Well, we are going to write the thing from the title out, as the Nuge says. Mm-hmm. Should we renounce, or you guys want to do some news, or...
Well,
should we tell everybody about the fun we've been having with the video guy standing on the chair? He's got a good video camera, and he did manage to blow out all the lights, which, when everybody scattered and disappeared, and I was sitting here, it started sparking and flame shooting. I really thought the new house was going to burn down.
But everything's fine now.
Yeah, so
I think
okay,
everything
folks,
is fine.
You can
yeah.
easy.
The camera's rolling.
Yeah, can you just put a noose around his neck and hang it off of that track lighting? Then we can kick the chair out and we're cool.
But just pour water at his feet.
Okay, we can plug all this junk that our pals are doing.
Yeah, I don't know.
Tonight over at McGovern's, 315 Spring Street, the world famous Blue Jays and the featuring Roscoe the Vibe Meister will be doing his power assist, more
yes.
likely than not, and the A-Bones with Il Bruce here.
Me. Yeah.
And about 300 of our closest friends packed in a really small room.
Yeah. Buying
it was very crowded, but it's a good place. It was good last night.
A good time was had by all. And it's nice because there's sort of that scene there. It's like kind of a drinking quad. I mean, you can just tour the bars when you get bored or too crowded out.
Lots of free bones going around outside.
Yeah, like cocktails with Wild Girl. That was fun.
The Flat Duo Jets. So I've never seen, but Bruce here likes them. A lot of people say they're good.
They are good. They're nuts.
They're at the Lone Star Tuesday, CBGB's Wednesday, and Maxwell's Thursday. We'll try to get them in the VOM set so I can decide if I like them or not.
Yeah.
Monday, Hubert Sundlin and Pine Top Perkins at the Lone Star. Sunday, Mumbo Gumbo with our pal Breakfast George and Angel Dean and Shaq Wacky at the Rodeo Bar.
Uh-huh.
The strip tonight is Go to Blazes and the Premieres, who are not the Premieres who did Farmer John.
No, this is the Premieres of that guy Dennis Kelly from the Yub Boys.
Yeah, Sammy Price at the West End, 114th and Broadway tonight.
You still with us, folks?
Yeah. And tomorrow, here's the most exciting thing of all. From 6 to 9 on TBS is the Aunt B Fest. Six episodes of Andy Griffith.
Featuring Aunt B.
Aunt
like,
B. Right. That was a weird like triumvirate of female stars that went, right? Aunt B, Ava Gardner, and Barbara Stanwyck in the same week.
What would the holiday season and the new year be without tons of celebrity deaths, you know?
Right.
Aunt B was a while ago, right?
They always come in threes. No, true. Week before last.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought it was before then.
Mm-mm.
Ten?
Yes.
One more thing to announce. Oh. Dale Ashman presents...
Whoa.
Are you ready for this?
This could be frightening.
Thursday night, February 15th. Well, that's a long way off. 8 o'clock.
Not as long as you might think.
Yeah, well, we'll announce it again.
It's a day after Valentine's.
Classic lost trash films. 8 weird shorts from the 50s through 70s like Blind as a Bat, The Raw Ones, Mob and Riot Control. These are all bizarre shorts.
I think coincidentally these are also all things that were written from the title out.
Yeah. The Raw Ones. Featuring. All right, news time.
Canoes time?
Go ahead, Denmois.
Bruce Quivers.
Okay, yeah, here's something here. Some men never grow up. Good picture here, boy. Too bad we can't see it, Bruce. You know, like
bummer.
Radio psych gag.
Radio psych gag.
It's really too bad.
It's captioned, Big Chief outside teepee with wife and kids.
Look on your video monitor.
Most young boys engage in fantasy living, envisioning themselves as future firemen, detectives, or cowboys. As they mature, however, circumstances compel them to adapt to the world that is. Is that true? One man who has retreated from, well, and this guy, has retreated from that adaption process is Michel Adjiman, a 37-year-old Frenchman who for 15 years has lived as an American Indian with his family in the Var forest of France. Michel calls himself...
It's not the same without the buffalo and the cavalry.
Michel calls himself
rattlesnakes.
Big Chief Standing Horse and heads a tribe of 20 followers who live in teepees and survive by making leather clothes and novelties and selling them to visitors.
Novelties.
Well, anyhow, the forest ranger here is wants them out because their fires are potential hazards, so there's a big stink.
Kind of the Rupert Pupkin of France.
He's hanging in there, though. So there you go.
Is it too premature to call him our caveman in a spaceship for this week?
Could be for the year. This is a late 89 story, so. Anyway.
What else is
We're with you, soul brother?
We salute you, Big Chief Standing Horse.
At water in hot seat with DC sweat set. Fellow bodybuilders at the Washington, D.C. YMCA are fed up with Lee Atwater, known as the first yuppie around here.
Known as
the New
Lee
Republic.
Hellhound on my trail, Atwater.
Yeah, king of the blues. Seems the very vocal Republican national chairman is fond of bellowing out snatches of his favorite R&B tunes in the weight room, forcing other power lifters to suffer through his a cappella rendition.
Hey, folks, no pain, no gain.
There it is. Atwater has also demanded the staff, agony. Staff play tapes of his own jam sessions with Blues Boy King and Isaac Hayes over the loudspeaker.
Ooh, theme from
Woefulness.
Shaft.
Yeah, with like that Stratocaster out of phase noise.
You see that cat, Atwater's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
All right.
Well, that newses it up for this segment.
Getting a request from last week that we never got to. Somebody requested, but we play a good Hank Ballard and the Midnighter song besides the twist, so that those of you who followed the Rock Hall of Fame on TV will understand just why we like them.
Yeah, of what we speak.
Yeah. All right.
This goes out to Maria. Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
It's all your fault. You acted smart, you broke my heart. It's all your fault. and it's all your fault.
This is a hit!
With the sax would give up.
Late last night, I thought I had a date. When I got to her house, I was a few minutes late. I thought we'd go out and have a little fun, but it all turned out to be a dry run, dry run. Picture show, sit in the corner where the lights are low, hug and kiss and have a little fun, but it all turned out to be a dry run, dry run, dry run. Had a date with a blonde, but it turned out to be a dry run. See what I could find. I saw her there, but but she paid me no mind. She was dancing with a hard ankle, having fun. Yes, it all turned out to be a dry run, dry run.
Got 32 teeth, Buster. You want to try for none?
Back in the States.
Meanwhile, and how about it?
Yeah, where's my mic? Okay. Oh, it was Gunter Lee Carr with We're Gonna Rock. Him, that guitar solo. It was a great one, right?
That was nice. Sounded like he was playing with his feet.
One string. Parker Cunningham with Dry Run. Roscoe Gordon with Tummer T. Bobby Lee Trammell by request, and It's All Your Fault. I like those sentiments myself.
Yes, folks, it is.
And we opened up with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters and tore up. So, you know, hey, did you notice, you know, when we came in, there's a sign in the kitchen there. It says, don't eat any food that isn't yours.
Uh-huh.
We came in and we left some prosciutto bread down there. And the first thing those slime bags down there did was eat it.
It's gone. What do you peppercorns
and all. We don't really have to take this,
Sal,
you know?
You didn't even get it, right?
I think we have them outnumbered.
Sally bought this really amazing prosciutto bread.
No, Sally baked the prosciutto bread. She raised the hogs. She slaughtered them. She grew the pepper.
She didn't get a bite of it. She didn't even get a crumb.
She had a bite in the car, Hound. Quit B-I-T-C-H-ing.
B-I-T-C-H?
Sister, yeah.
No, but I mean, it's the principle. I think if they're going to make these rules that we have to obey, then they, you know.
Well, there's a rule about no, like, sparks and flame in the studio, too.
There is not. There is no rule about blowing out the power.
There's no rule about electrocuting Rick Little.
Yeah. Anyway, Sparky, you got a new story?
Yeah. Take it and run with it.
No, I really don't, actually. I was just reading.
Oh, unawares. You're holding a piece of paper, Dan.
Why don't you share that last thought with us?
This is sort of apropos.
You don't have to read the news story. Just read that one thing we were laughing about. The guy was described as having history of...
Yeah. Well, this fits your profile, folks.
A good description of a person. Almost as good as you read the description of... they described Springsteen's girlfriend as... backup singer turned pregnant girlfriend.
It can happen in a flash, you know.
Anyway, this is just the South Bronx man with a dread of cops and a history of taking his family hostage struck again yesterday. But was tricked into releasing his captives to EM emergency service policemen dressed as firefighters.
Just another page in his book.
Another tip of the hat time to Alfred Ortega, 42. They got him when he fell asleep on the couch.
How about this?
You cannot live from the past, you know, or learn from it.
Jose Bonella Moran, age 34, of Hicksville, Long Island, stabbed his girlfriend when she turned down his marriage proposal. Would you like to marry me? Oh, well,
I'd rather die.
He's a fast food chef out there. The cutlery...
Turned psychopath?
It says here the cutlery was flying all over the place.
Did he get her with, like, an egg corral or something?
Steak knife.
Alfred Ortega here, actually, in the Bronx, was holding his kids with a double-edged butcher knife and a steak knife.
Yum.
The new thing.
The steak knife is the home defense weapon of the 90s.
They taste good that way.
Steak knife and a shotgun, preferably a shotgun that actually shoots steak knives.
Oh, yeah. You know, I met Pearl's brother last night. He said he can set me up with a long gun, shotgun.
Like the good way?
Can we give him a free plug on the air?
Yeah, folks.
8 Warren Street. He's even got the paperwork down there.
Yeah, every time I see him, I just want to pat him down, you know?
So did you guys watch the American Music Awards?
Yeah.
You really did?
I was over Billy Miriam's house, and it was sort of clicking away in the background as we talked over our big plans.
What do you make of Prince's new shaving technique there?
Whoa, I like a guy getting a Lifetime Achievement Award that's like 2 years younger than I am, you know?
That's what he got, a Lifetime
Achievement Award.
What was the Neil Diamond thing? Was that like greatest guy ever?
That was best toupee.
Award?
That was weirdest toupee on a short short guy. Paul Simon won it last year.
I think they're making him king of the world.
No, really, what was that all about? Was it, you know?
It was about showbiz, Dan.
I don't know.
It was about the love that the public can have for its performer.
Stevie Wonder's looking pretty weird.
I didn't see
him. He's got
blind.
Triple chin. Prince has this amazing beard. It's like the 5 o'clock shadow beard, but no mustache except a tiny little Richard line over his lip, and then shaved on top of that.
I'm having trouble picturing.
Nice
move. I thought it was just endless sideburns.
So like a John Waters mustache?
On a full beard. John Waters mustache and a full beard.
Nice. It probably went good with his clothes. What was
Prince,
he wearing?
Very high heels. I don't remember what he was wearing, actually.
How about Kim Basinger?
How about
which
that?
Which one?
Is that the one in Guns N' Roses? The one in Batman?
Yes, I don't think so.
Oh, let's just do Blues Hangover.
Good idea.
Cigarette time. We got one.
Cigar time, man.
Yeah, I think it's time for that Boogie Twist with Snooki Pryor.
Do not get drunk.
I think the milk is back this time.
Thank you. request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else. Also here through the courtesy of Gertie's Girdles. Gertie's Girdles, first of all, let me ask you girls a personal question. Ladies, when you sit down, do you have a hangover? You might need a Gertie Girdle. Try a Gertie Girdle for the gigantic girl. Gertie's Girdles can keep an unfortunate situation from spreading. And remember, when you use a Gertie girdle, you're using a girdle made by the first people in the meatpacking business. Gertie's also makes brassieres. They come in three sizes, medium, large, and G. Monetti.
Thank you.
because this motherfucker's got rhythm.
Here's a man who would not take it anymore. A man who stood up against the scum, the dogs, the filth. Here is someone who stood up.
Paris or Times Square, you got to listen to the sound of the hound.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. And that was today's Blues Hangover, and from the back to the front, Willie Nicks with Nervous Wreck. We heard Smokey Smothers with Give It Back, Jimmy Reed, You and That Sack, J.B. Lenoir with She Don't Know, Elmore James, Done Somebody Wrong, we opened up with Snooky Pryor and the Boogie Twists. And it's public service announcement time. Trying to make pretend like this is a worthwhile radio station.
Yeah.
Right. And this show is actually
something to put in your letters.
Okay, here we go. This is winter animal health care tips. Antifreeze. These are outside dangers for your pooch. Antifreeze is extremely toxic. One cup can kill a 25-pound dog, and one tablespoon can kill a cat. So don't get any ideas. Pick up any spills immediately. If your pet accidentally ingests antifreeze, or if you suspect it has, bring your pet to the vet at once. Drinking antifreeze can be fatal to your pet, no matter how good it tastes to you and your children. Rock salt. Rock salt burns animals' feet and can cause cuts on paws. When pets try to lick the salt off, it causes burns inside their mouth. When you take your pooch outside, try to keep it away from the salt. Let him walk in the snow. If he should get salt on his feet, make sure to wipe his feet gently with a towel to remove all salt. A message from WFMU and Paws of Montclair, New Jersey.
Needless to say, folks, all these tips apply to your bad selves as well.
Mm-hmm. So we got any news?
What's that?
I don't know.
Dan, you're...
Oh, yeah, this is a good one.
Is it on the mic?
The John Gotti trial, which is unfolding before our eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Like a flower
this,
in spring.
Those Westies are a charismatic bunch,
the
no
star,
doubt about
the
it.
The star witness, did you read this? The star witness, this guy Studs.
Yeah, he's...
Studs
well,
McElroy?
He was like
the
head guy, one of the head Westies.
He was the
squad guy.
He was their enforcer and a subcontractor for the Gambino crime family.
Resume work.
Jeez,
folks.
But apparently this guy wanted to become an interior decorator, but they put him in shoemaking class, so instead he became an enforcer.
Yeah.
An enforcer, a stone cold killer, a gambler, a thief, a drug addict, a liar, and a philanderer. But they got a list.
That's the best witness the government can come up with.
Many hats.
They got a list of some of his killings here. He tried to kill one man in a pet store. This is a quote. I walked in the pet store and asked him if he had any flea collars. Then I shot him in the head. He bounced off the wall and I shot him in the neck. He ran out. The next time around, McElroy killed a drinking buddy who, quote, told me he was going to kill me. Good reason.
In wine truth.
He helped kill a lifelong friend because he thought his pal was stealing from the gang. But the enforcer also cut the throat of a man who, this is a good reason to kill somebody, who took too long to lend him $100 for cocaine.
Nobody's innocent.
But anyway, he's testifying against the Godfather here out of love to, like, get his girl off of a drug rap.
Right. Yeah. He's obviously not doing it out of any moral obligations. Speaking of crime.
Yeah. I don't know. Crime sucks. Minneapolis. It took patience and some laxative to recover a stolen $18,000 diamond ring that the suspect had swallowed. Quote, I'm glad that's out now, end quote, said Michael J. Weatherspoon, 23, of St. Paul, crime genius. He was arrested January 17th after he took a 2-carat diamond ring from a store manager at the National Jewelry Company, police said. He was chased down and wrestled to the ground by a passerby, but no ring was found. Police obtained a search warrant authorizing, quote, I don't know, folks, you ever heard of this before? Proper medical techniques excluding surgery, end quote, to recover the ring. I guess that includes, like, picking him up by the ankles and shaking him. Sergeant Richard Nelson spent the next day in the jail with Weatherspoon and some laxative. It took 6 hours, Nelson said. He put the ring in a plastic bag and took it back to the store. Well, Weatherspoon is being held on $10,000 bail on theft charge if you feel like getting him out.
How about that guy in the plane crash who had all the
condom
stuff with cocaine hidden in his intestine?
Bad luck guy. I'll put it in here. They'll never find it.
He had like 10 bags.
I was reading the story in the paper. He had the doctor got as many of them out as he could reach, as he put it, but expects him to pass like another 25 over the next few days.
Out of his intestine?
His large intestine was loaded. His old golf ball size.
You know, we had that little flash, almost the fire in here,
so
courtesy of Little Richard, the video guy. It's interesting. This day in history, 1951. An era of atomic testing in the Nevada desert began as an Air Force plane dropped a 1-kiloton bomb on Frenchman Flats. On this date in 1967, astronauts Gus Grissom, Edward White, and Robert Chaffee died in a flash fire aboard Apollo 1.
They cooked on the pad.
1984, on this date, Michael Jackson suffered second-degree burns to his scalp when a smoke bomb went off during a Pepsi commercial. And now us.
It's a family tradition.
We should have stayed home.
Yeah, should have gone bowling.
I saw one of those, like, the day in rock or in music history the other day, and the day they were commemorating was the day in, like, 20 years ago or something, that John and Yoko shaved their heads and declared it the year one.
That makes it in Yoko years.
Were they wearing bags?
This was probably pre-bagism, sort of leading up.
Because I am actually a bagist. It's a little known fact.
Anyway,
I converted in 68.
Tonight over at McGovern's, 315 Spring Street, the A-Bones featuring Il Bruce and you got to see his new guitar.
Really, for no other reason.
For no other reason other than it's free and Il Bruce's new guitar. And the world-famous Blue Jays featuring Roscoe the Vibe Meister on Power Assist, as it's known.
Yes, indeed. And Albert Coyote on AC/DC cover.
Right. Sammy Price tonight up at the West End Cafe on Broadway and 114th Street in Manhattan. At the Strip, Go to Blazes and the Premieres. Monday night at the Lone Star is Hubert Sumlin, formerly of the Howl and Wolf Orchestra. Okay, let's spin some more records.
Good deal.
What do you got queued up? Have mercy, Miss Percy.
I've got a woman named Percy Lou. She can really do the Susie Q. A person got something that she can do that'll make you do what she wants you to do. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have a little mercy on me. Percy caught me with a chick last night. Boy, we had a terrible fight. She almost knocked me out of sight. I'd like to knock my friend from natural fright. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have
have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have a little mercy on me. Now she knocked me down and she blacked my eye. She kicked me in the nose cause I told a lie. I said, baby, why, oh, why, oh, why? She said, shut up, man, before you tell another lie. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have a little mercy on me. I jumped up and I made a pass, but I slipped and fell trying to run too fast. I screamed and cried, got on my knees and said, baby, baby, please, 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 have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have a little mercy on me. Ooh, mercy, Miss Mercy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Mercy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Mercy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Mercy. Have mercy, Miss Mercy. Have a little mercy on me. Woman like Percy, you better leave all the women alone and give all your love to Percy and to her and her alone. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have a little mercy on me. Ooh, mercy, Miss Percy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Percy. Ooh, mercy, Miss Percy. Have mercy, Miss Percy. Have a little mercy on me.
I'd like to know where you go, go, where I'm going, go. I'd like to know where you go, go, where I'm going, go. I'd like to know where you go. Well, I came in about 12 o'clock, went up to the door knob. No man had stepped aside. This baby, I nearly cried for the what'll happen to you when I'm gone? Well, I came in about 12 o'clock, went up to the door and knocked. Oh, my man, I stepped aside. Baby, I nearly cried to go home.
I'll tell you a story about a man, a drunkard from his birth. I'll tell you how he started out and how he left this earth. His parents died and left him rich, with friends who wish him well. But how he spent his money, I'll now begin to tell.
He first lost sight of Sunday school and Christian club and church.
They coaxed him on a nickel drink and later on some wine. His thirst for booze became a craze, increasing all the time. He later found a Christian girl, an angel from above. But she soon found that she was wrapped in an alcoholic love.
Yes, he cursed her and beat her and left her all alone.
Continued on his way, one drink would call for more, until he mortgaged all he had except one old barn and store, and he mortgaged that Christmas booze without the least reward. I've mortgaged all I had, he said, and now I'm mortgaging my soul.
He walked into a truck door, a body got his plea, and if you want charges, sir, to my sister, please.
He walked out of the drugstore and found a nice, quiet place where he drank that deadly poison down. Death stared him in the face. A few old drunkards found him there and nailed him in a box. They buried him where they found him, in those same old shoes and socks.
So let this be a lesson to you.
Men to the gallows, how many I cannot tell. Women to destruction, and young boys sold to hell.
Here's one to cut your stereo full blast and blow that mother.
out in the next room.
Back in the States.
Right. This is The Hound, WFMU, East Orange.
The sound of happy, laughing voices.
Yeah, we heard Mackie Beers and his Rockets with That Jim, the Thrillers and the Drunkard, Don Wade with Gone Cubed, Little Willie Littlefield and Ruby Baby, Andy Starr, personal friend of Billy Miller's as of like last week, I Love You Baby.
Yeah, Billy's new best friend.
And we opened up with Long Tall Marvin and Have Mercy, Miss Percy.
Ooh, what a name, what a song, what a title.
Well, should we start on a news story or wait for the vibe?
Where are we at time-wise? Why, 4:30?
We're vibe time.
Yeah, it is vibe time.
Send out the message.
We can't send up a smoke screen anymore. We can't even talk about it.
Oh.
Okay, well, I guess we'll have to do a rock-related story.
That would help.
What do you got?
Nothing rock-related.
Well, then...
Maybe I got one rock. I got one rock related. A tragic death of Marion Kiesker. This was actually on December 29th in Memphis. Kiesker's part in rock and roll history is that she discovered Elvis Presley basically when he came into the Sun Recording Service and paid $4 to cut a acetate of My Happiness, and that's when your heartaches begin for his mom. She liked Elvis's voice and threw it on a little scrap of tape and played it back for Sam Phillips. So that's. She pretty much discovered rock and roll. I got one more. A follow-up story. The station in Florida that went all Led Zeppelin this month.
Yeah.
Way to go.
All Led Zeppelin format.
sounds good. Looks,
well, the format only lasted 11 days.
Oh, so it's okay to go back into Florida now?
Yeah, because I guess the entire recorded output of Led Zeppelin is only is less than 7 hours long, so they got kind of burnt out fast.
Well, maybe they play everything at 16,
God.
You know?
Yeah.
Whatever happened to the E.T. idea? Elvis Television, the all-Elvis cable network?
ETV?
ETV, yeah.
I can't find a backer, but there is an all-Elvis radio station in Ohio that's been doing rather well.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Elvis restaurant.
Any prospective investors?
Anyway,
Roscoe.
This guy. One more follow-up story. The guy who, the army officer who chucked his wife off the railing, flipped his wife over the eighth-floor railing. He entered his plea in court this week, innocent. He was freed on $25,000 bond.
So, if you folks, you want to free him?
Yeah. This guy,
I guess he's out.
The government contends that this fellow, his name is David Snyder, tried to kill or seriously injure his wife, Deborah, by flipping her over an eighth-floor railing at the Embassy Suites Hotels near Kansas City Airport. Snyder told authorities earlier that he had picked up his wife in a romantic gesture and just lost his grip. Mrs. Snyder, who suffered multiple fractures to her legs and pelvis in the 80-foot fall, has undergone physical therapy and the use of a walker. She has no memory of the injury and is no longer with her husband. But a 15-year-old girl testified at a hearing last week. She saw Snyder place one hand on his wife's chest, the other on her back, before the fall. She said she was standing about 100 feet away. And he can possibly get a life imprisonment term for that.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, from the justice's blind, deaf, dumb, and brain-damaged desk, Supreme Court Justice Sandra Day O'Connor, actually one of the cool ones, sometimes seems to be shaking her head involuntarily from the bench, says that while she's not aware of it, says here, other people have noted and mentioned it to her.
Done the Katharine Hepburn thing?
I'm afraid so. Court spokeswoman Toni House said O'Connor has not seen a doctor about it, and, quote, she certainly in no way believes it impedes her ability to do her job, end quote. Of course, if she had a different job, it might be different.
The CIA are feeding nerve gas into her chambers through the ventilation system,
well,
I think.
Maybe she's just picturing herself doing something else. Attorneys and others attending the court's oral argument sessions first noticed O'Connor's head shaking in 85 seems to have become more pronounced in recent months. She's never had it diagnosed. She's not personally aware of any such head shaking, but she has had people tell her so, Miss House, that spokesperson said. The shaking, for those of you genuinely interested, while not constant, is noticeable when it does occur. It is an up and down motion similar to that made by someone nodding in the affirmative. When asked about the shaking in 86, O'Connor said simply she was unaware of it. Den wasn't jonesing on the mic, it wouldn't be necessary.
Anyway. Oh, I don't know.
Dead air,
Roscoe.
Where are we at, man?
Well,
Should we bomb?
It's pretty much bomb time.
Sort of a punitive non-vibe bomb.
We got one weird news story from Argentina. Two U.S. citizens nabbed for stealing a meteorite. These two U.S. citizens tried to make off with a 37-ton meteorite that has become a landmark in northern Argentina.
How did they try and make off with it exactly?
Well, Jeffrey Smith, age 31, and Robert Hagg, 33, both of Tucson, Arizona, home of the Bonanno crime family, formerly of Brooklyn.
Also the mental illness capital of the Southwest.
Was detained. These guys were detained Sunday after police told by residents that the meteorite was missing and became suspicious of a small convoy that included a heavy truck with a winch. How else would you move a 37-ton meteorite?
Yeah, anywhere it wants to.
The government news agency said the meteorite was inside another truck. Smith and Hagg collect meteorites.
Apparently.
And evidently they had it listed on an auction list in VG minus condition, minimum bid $25,000. Okay, so Sko's
blown it.
Yeah, it's past the 5-minute waiting period. Let's just go right into the VOM set. Get a little ridiculous. Oh, no, that's not it. Okay, hit it.
Baby, if you got the rock, I got to be a rocking horse. Baby, think you like to roll and make me a digging hole. You're shaking the world when it's time to crash. But when I get
home tonight. I guess I got to shake myself. You need some love, you must have the blues. And fuck the one thing a good man can do into the shade. The rattlesnake shade. Man, do the shade. Yeah, some junk away the blues. Got junk.
A. Cook was a normal man, normal until 5 days ago when he was stricken with a disease that affects one of every 18,000 Americans.
Honey, when do you want to have the Nelsons over for a barbecue?
Sunday, 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 Sunday!
J. Cook has hot rod truck and tractor pull announcer's disease.
See big beefy Bob come up, slap his meat to the grill with a hot fuel charcoal startup, thrill his big bun daddy matches wits with flaming Frank and a smoky mesquite hibachi burnout!
There is no cure, no hope for this tragic condition, which can strike anywhere.
Let's go to the drive-in tonight, dear. Should we take the Buick?
Let's take the super colossal 4x4 car-crushing Bigfoot!
Huh?
Send your dollars to the Foundation for Hot Rod Truck and Tractor Pull Announcer's Disease, Hollywood, California.
Honey, it's Friday night. You know what that means.
Action, 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 action!
Please help.
Tanger gas, wipe the wheels, take the oil, take the time. Yeah, Motor City, Motor City on wheels. Yeah, I'm on the road, and I know how it feels.
I think this one might be the right one.
Just you and I.
I don't know. It's hard to tell.
Just you and I, baby.
Oh, I know. It's the third one in. No, that's the one, right? Yeah, that's the one.
Sweet 16, and on the daily street, the bad old mystery, when I first kissed you, you know I loved you then, you know I still do.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the jungle.
Right. Freeform radio, folks.
At its absolute nadir.
Yeah. Freeform cueing experiment there on the, it's a flat duo Jets.
The scratch mix.
If you can get by the fact that it's a record from Athens, Georgia. Deep in enemy territory.
Yeah. Sounds like it was recorded in a garage. It was.
And they'll be at CBGB, Wednesday night, Lone Star Tuesday night, Maxwell's Thursday night of this week. Okay, counting backwards, the world-famous Blue Jays of Motor City, the A-Bones of Lug Nuts, those, that double bill free tonight.
Relentless self-promotion.
McGovern's 315 Spring Street, bring a horseshoe and you'll get in.
Yeah.
Neil Young, that's Den's request for the day with Barstool Blues.
Yeah, I gotta send that out to Alice, who first played me that song.
Yes. And
I didn't know Alice played.
My choice for the VOM set, Fleetwood Mac and Rattlesnake Shake.
Back to the roots, eh, Han?
Yeah, you know.
Uh-huh.
But one guy became a grave digger and the other one became a Jesus freak.
Too bad they couldn't get together on it.
And they found two bleach.
They could have gone into the cross business.
And they found two bleach blonde coke whores to replace them and got famous. Oh, where'd the new folder go? Bureaucratic process impedes distribution of marijuana for therapeutic use.
Gosh.
Yeah. A lot of people who have glaucoma and have been prescribed marijuana are having a really hard time getting their legal marijuana. The government is causing giant amounts of red tape and stuff. Now, there's a really interesting article that'll be out in the April issue of High Times about exactly how and why marijuana became illegal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell you, folks, I'll just give you the gist of the article. The DuPont Corporation was behind the legislation to make marijuana legal.
Illegal.
And it became, growing the hemp plant became illegal the same year that DuPont introduced nylon and other synthetically made fibers. Do you know how this all connects together?
You're going to tell us, aren't you?
Yes, because hemp actually makes an excellent source of fiber.
What, probably in your
better,
diet?
Probably better than nylon. No, in clothing, in rope materials. Thomas Jefferson was a big believer that hemp would be one of the greatest agricultural products of this new nation. But the DuPonts
really
knew they could
really
manufacture
fast.
Stuff like nylon and rather knock out the competition, so they legislated to have growing the hemp plant made illegal, and that's how this campaign of marijuana paranoia began, and it goes on today in new and unprecedented ways.
Frightening ways.
Sure seems to be plenty of crack around. Pot's getting hard to find. Did I tell you about the guys who stole the meteorite?
Slow news.
News
week.
On the march.
Kind of out of touch with the news. I didn't read the paper all week.
The papers are sitting
the
over there, but I don't really, you know.
There's not
much. But there they are, sitting
been,
there.
We've
you
been
know,
through them already.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I can care less.
Bring pictures up to the microphone.
Read for us. Talk about the plane crash. You know, what I mean.
It's Mozart's birthday.
Happy birthday, Wolf.
Religious beliefs among Hmong tribesmen from the mountains of Laos have led to the exhumation of a teacher to lift a curse by removing her casket photographs of her Hmong pupils.
Hmong.
No, Hmong.
Oh, it's Hmong.
Not the most fascinating news story. You know what? We guys coming up a little later, we still have our hillbilly snuff hangover, but we figure we'll wait till the sun goes down and people get home so they can hear the good part of the show.
Yeah, I was wondering. I thought maybe you'd run out of records.
No, I got plenty of records, and that's what we're going to do right now. In fact, we got a ton of trash notes right here. We got one, Jimmy Lee Robinson, Twist It, Babe. We're kind of in a real twist mode today.
Yeah, I feel a little twisted.
How about Twisting It?
How about it?
WFMU, East Orange.
I got a little girl. She likes to do the twist. She's my little girl. She can't be beat. Twist it, baby. By your diamond ring. Cadillac and everything. Now if you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. She's my little girl. She can't be beat. Let's get a loose, baby, and do the twist. Twist it, baby, by your diamond ring. Oh, baby, Cadillac and everything. If you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. Ah, baby, don't be ashamed, little girl, or you'll break my heart. Ouch, baby, ouch, baby, ouch, baby, ouch, baby. Get her go. She really can dance across that floor. Twist it, baby, by your diamond ring. Oh, baby, Cadillac and everything. Now if you don't twist it, baby, we'll get a doggone thing. Oh, baby, don't be ashamed, little girl, or you break my heart. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby. Ouch, baby.
Praise and the craze that is changing the mood and the mores of people everywhere. Mondo Topless captures the basic quintessence of the movement. With movement, way out wild movement. Here, go-go girls, in and out of their environment, will be revealed to you in scenes that can only be summarized as a swinging tribute to unrestrained female anatomy. Mondo Topless is believably real in Eastman color. But unbelievable just barely describes all of Russ Meyer's discotheque discoveries. Fantastic women, fantastic dances, featuring the world's loveliest buxotics. You've only dreamed there were women like these until now. But they're real, unbelievably real in Mondo Topless. Feast your eyes on bumptious Pat Barringer, buxotic Darlene Gray, luscious Sin Lene, delicious Darla Paris, yummy Diane Young, exciting Donna X, and bouncy Babette Bardot. Yes, for the very first time, you will hear actual on-the-spot recorded tapes consisting of sensitive comments and opinions by the very topless dancers wildly gyrating before your eyes. Pearls of wisdom based upon guarded personal experiences, all played against a backdrop of tempestuous, soul-stirring rock and roll music.
Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Hey, this young dove going by, gonna catch me satellite from the sky. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Oh, well, this young dove flies a fly. Satellite from the sky. Young dove calling, but I can't fly. Go now. Young dove calling, calling, but I can't fly high. Where, where?
light from the sky. Jungle calling. Young dove calling,
but I can't fly high. Young dove calling, but I can't fly high. Well, 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 listen, young dove, I want to fly so high. I want to snatch me a satellite from the sky.
You won't fly.
Roll is the musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
Hey, Dr. Kinsey, I read your report. Now I'm mad at all the women, and I'm gonna drag. Before they were 15, I think the amount was 3%. I got one darn near 50. She wants only one chip. Now tell me, Dr. Kinsey, can that report be true? Well, my eyes have been open, man, many thanks to you. You said 34%. Love from 2 to 5 men, and 13% love from 6 to 10. Now enlighten me, Dr. Kinsey. Man, how long has this job been going on, huh? Just think of all the poor men that have been done wrong. 26% of married women before they were 40 years old. I've been unfaithful to their husbands. At least that's what I've been told. Now tell me, Dr. Kinsey, man, just what is the cause of it all, huh? Well, the report that you've given, a man is beaten before he falls. Now 83% will live true to their mate. 17% just wouldn't even think about going straight. Of that 17% that went off on the deep end was mostly because they were a accommodating friend. Now, tell me, Dr. Kinsey, what am I gonna do? Well, the percentage is against me. Guess I'll just continue.
I've been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Oh, well, doggone it, baby, you got me hypnotized. Oh, well, doggone it, baby, don't look at me with those eyes. Well, every time that you do, my blood pressure starts to rise. Well, I can't even go to sleep. Well, every time that I try, into my dreams you creep. Well, doggone it, baby, I'm getting tired of counting sheep. Blast me off one time. Out on a date.
as another man raped. How come you bug me like you do, 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 do? Well, I'm beginning to believe that your loving ain't true. I'll see you later, alligator. I got to get away from you. Rock me, man. The dog gone, the dog gone, baby. The dog gone, the dog gone, baby. The dog gone. I'll see you later, alligator. I got to get away from you. Yeah.
You wouldn't believe how addictive rock music is. It has made me the man that I am now. Divorced, a bit burnt out, and cold-hearted. Drugs are not even close when it comes to bad habits. Rock is so infectious. It's not even the lyrics or the people involved or their lifestyles that are addictive. It is the music. It has a drug-like effect. It is a mood elevator. If I want to get amped up, I just turn on a particular album. It also takes one's mind off God. It's the music itself. Now, you put some different words to it, you still have the beat, you still have the music, and it still pulls a man down into his passions and his sin.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. That was Freddie Green with Wham Bam Slam.
And whatnot.
We are the Rockateens with Doggone It, Baby. Big Duke Henderson and Hey Dr. Kinsey.
As opposed to Little Duke Henderson.
Yeah, Rockin' Ours was Gonna Snatch Me a Satellite. And Jimmy Lee Robinson, Twist It, Babe. The third set we opened with a twist song today. Mm.
For those of you keeping score.
Is it time for a biblical reading?
I'm afraid so. Proverbs 23:29 through 35 comes today's lesson. Who has woe? Who has sorrow? Who has strife? Who has needless bruises? Roscoe? Michael Myers? Who has bloodshot eyes? Those who linger over wine, who go to sample bowls of mixed wine. Do not gaze at wine when it is red, when it sparkles in the cup, when it goes down smoothly. In the end, it bites like a snake and poisons like a viper. Your eyes will see strange sights, and your mind imagine confusing things. You will be like one sleeping on the high seas, lying on top of the rigging. They hit me, you will say, but I'm not hurt.
They beat me, but I don't feel it. When will I wake up so I can find another drink? When indeed, sinners?
And don't forget King Kong hair straightener. That's how you get the white chicks.
Did you hear about that meteor that they stole?
Meteor, they stole it, the whole goddamn thing.
So they used a truck, huh?
35 tons, yeah.
DG minus.
What happens to you if you drink hair straightener, Hound?
What happens to you if you drink the hair straightener?
More needless bruises.
Hmm, yeah.
On the inside of your head.
Oh, well.
What's in the outbox there?
Buffalo. They're having a little political scandal.
A little freak out,
up in Buffalo due to, you know, people, media, news people investigating kickbacks and scandals and all your usual Democratic machine kind of big city thing. And this one classy fellow, his name is something Delano, right?
Delano
Roosevelt. That's him. No. Parks Commissioner, something.
A whole meteor.
Parks Commissioner, something Delano. He, this is great. This kind of exploded the big scandal up there because he is the Parks Commissioner, and he ordered park workers to pour brine in Delaware Park Lake to keep it from freezing after the Common Council took the lakeside refreshment stand away from Delano and his associates. Brine, as you know, is saturated salt solution.
Kills fish, won't let things freeze.
Right. The melted ice struck a nerve because of the lake, the centerpiece of Frederick Law Olmsted Park, that officials call Buffalo's jewel, has just been cleaned of pollution at a cost of $12 million. Here's a guy who's supposed to protect our lakes, and he's giving orders to his men to pollute it. That's crazy.
Well, you know what they say, Jim?
No.
Poison the lake, get slapped on the hands. It's the law.
Yeah, pretty much. There's also tales of city workers repairing the mayor's broken lawnmower on city time. Gasp! Den's face is a mask of horror.
No, seriously, is this...
Yes, this goes on right in our own country, Den. Your tax money paying for mayor's lawnmowers.
Yeah. I can't believe it. Who paid for, what's his name's crack? Did he pay for it himself, or did his girlfriend give it to him?
What, the mayor that wants to party all the time?
Yeah, the crackhead.
I don't know,
guy.
But that girl's story was pretty amazing. That whole thing stinks to high heaven.
Well, it's particularly
so
the timing
set up.
Of it.
Yeah, how do you spell entrapment?
If you took that same woman, gave her a crack pipe, and sent her to Lee Atwater's hotel suite, he would smoke crack.
As long as you got to play a tape of him jamming with one of the blues greats.
Yeah.
Like Robert Cray, you know?
Anyway, still coming up, we do have our caffeine and nicotine set and the Hillbilly Snuff Hangover.
There's something to keep from kicking the chair over.
Yeah. And as you all know, the world-famous Blue Jays and the A-Bones free, 315 Spring Street. Come down, buy Il Bruce a drink.
It's important.
To him, it's very important. Okay, you know, quite often people come up to me and say, Hound, how do you do it? And I look at them and I say...
You, I gotta get away from you. You, I gotta get away from you.
Early in the morning, pop it out of that sack. Reaching for a cigarette to find an empty pack. Coughing and a gagging and a yelling too. Hurry up, baby, get your perfume at you. Tailpipes blowing, exhaust in the street. Chasing old tune player down my feet.
I gotta get away from you.
Buffing nicotine sticks like a clown. Filling up with gasoline.
gotta get away from you.
Why don't you put that small mind to some constructive use?
Hold it.
And how does you done the wrong?
Sorry about that.
To prove, Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Yes, I'll take a walk tonight. I know that I won't sleep. And I won't go to bed at all. I'll just lay there and breathe. Instead, I'll make our favorite spot. I guess that's what I'll do. For I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long. Wondering where I love so right, but suddenly go. I catch that next bus out.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
But I had to see the neighbor to bum me a cig. Caffeine and nicotine, the doggone thing I've ever seen. The way the night folks get so mean without caffeine or nicotine. Oh, you pimp and you sup and you sip and you pop like you never can get enough. Something to keep me alive. Can't work, boss, just gotta take five. Caffeine and nicotine, the doggone thing I've ever seen. The way the night folks get so mean without caffeine or nicotine. Little girl up the street brewed the finest pot. I tell you, boy, that ain't all she got. We got a lot in common, we're a pitching group. Oh, it's supposed to bear the same brand I do. Caffeine and nicotine, the doggonest thing I've ever seen. The way the nice folks get so mean without caffeine or nicotine.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is The Hound, WFMU East Orange. A musical tribute to our Saturday afternoon drugs of choice, or at least mine. Caffeine and nicotine.
7 days a week.
And gasoline. Curtis Gordon caught caffeine and nicotine. Counting backwards, Marv Blivadode with Coffee and Cigarette Blues. The Society with Nicotine Fit. Paul Chaplin and the Emeralds with Nicotine. And Billy Royal. Actually, that's Billy Joel Royal, who went on to score a massively stupid and horrible hit with Down on the Boondocks. Caffeine, nicotine,
Lord
and
mercy.
Gasoline.
On-air apology time.
Okay. Sorry, folks. Another bad miscue.
No, sorry to those senior staff members that were castigated live on the air. And folks, I know you all have been wringing your hands at home about this prosciutto bread
thing. Oh, there's a piece left?
There was a huge hunk left. Sally, the bartendress, the seafood-eating drunk's dream,
oh boy,
cleverly hid
guys.
It from the likes of me and everybody else.
Oh.
Till the last lap.
Good thinking.
Sorry, Ken. Sorry, Dave. But not sorry enough.
We won't forgive
to
you,
give
for,
you some.
For not even waiting for an autopilot to go... Well, never mind.
To go hit the parking lot.
Yeah. Anyway, we got this hillbilly homicide hangover, also known as the hillbilly snuff hangover.
Uh-huh.
And we might as well just start right into that now that we've discovered some food.
Yeah, so take your finger out of the outlet before it's over.
We can kick it off with, like, one of our all-time biggest request items, Eddie Nowak and Psycho. And then get into some really sick stuff.
Can Mary fry
like some fish. Mama, I'm as hungry as can be. Oh, Lordy, how I wish, Mama, you could keep the baby quiet, 'cause my head's killing me. I seen my ex last night, Mama, at a dance at Miller's store. She was with that Jackie White, Mama. I killed them both, and they're buried under Jenkins' sycamore. Don't you think I'm psycho, Mama? You can pour me a cup. If you think I'm psycho, Mama, better let them lock me up. Don't hand the dog to me, Mama. I might squeeze him too tight. And I'm as nervous as can be, Mama. But let me tell you about last night. I woke up in Johnny's room, Mama, standing right by his bed, with my hands near his throat, Mama, wishing both of us was dead. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? I just killed Johnny's pup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? You better let him lock me up. You know the little girl next door, Mama. I think her name is Betty Clark. Oh, don't tell me that she's dead, Mama. Why, I just seen her in the park. She was sitting on a bench, Mama, thinking up a game to play. Seems I was holding a wrench, Mama, then my mind walked away. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Didn't mean to break your cup. You think I'm psycho, don't you, Mama? Mama, Mama, why don't you get up? Say something to me, Mama. Mama, why don't you get up?
It was a meat cleaver massacre. Four crazed killers butchered his wife, son, and daughter. He went after them, one at a time. All he wanted was revenge, and he got it. He really got it. Meat Cleaver Massacre explodes on the screen with a shriek of bloody violence so shocking it will never be seen on television. It will tear at your guts. Meat Cleaver Massacre.
Until the ground around me
my pride. I started back to Knoxville, got there about midnight. My mother, she was worried and woke up in a fright, saying, dear son, what have you done to bloody your clothes so?
Ready for when you want some loving.
Scum of the earth. The real poor white trash. They live and die below Tobacco Road.
She killed him. That witch woman in yonder.
Scum of the earth.
You're too brutal and sadistic to be real.
I'm tired of your uppity citified ways. I know you think you're better than us.
She found out how they live below Tobacco Road.
You remember that little private talk we's gonna have?
Don't kill me!
No power on earth can exorcise the terror from Scum of the Earth.
Rated R.
Or under 17, not admitted without parent.
Morning and I went out fishing. Met a hippie just a rarin' and a pitchin'. His eyes snapped far and his teeth snapped under. Good gosh almighty, there's a hippie in a blunder. I ran him on the hillside, I ran him on the level. Caught him by the coattail, I thought he was a devil. Had his shirt on over his coat. Had his pants buckled around his throat. This hippie took a dose of LSD, went hopping and skipping to the penitentiary. His heels were in the courthouse, his toes up on the street. He had no shoes on his old rusty feet.